Well, a lot of the young guys have had to step up over the course of the past few weeks, and we'll see where he's at. He's working hard as much as he could this week, and we'll see where we're at.
Coach, a lot of guys have had to rise up from the practice squad, particularly on the offensive line. Guys like Geddes, guys like Shane McDermott. How do you think they've responded to being asked to contribute on an immediate basis?
Well, I think, like you mentioned, it's a challenge. I think Coach Solari, Coach Wells do a great job getting those guys ready, getting them as many reps as they can get, whether it's in our feet meets or jog-throughs and so forth. They'll be prepared, and we do have great confidence if those guys are called upon. We'll just, again, have to kind of see how it unfolds.
What do you see from Geddes and the snaps you've gotten in the last couple of weeks?
Well, in the past couple of weeks, when he's had his opportunities, he has a finish mentality. You know, he's a tough guy. He's a strong guy. Also very smart. Has good versatility in terms of being able to snap the ball if necessary and play on the inside. And so confident that if he's given his opportunities, he'll make the most of them.
It seemed like you guys had a nice run up there with the continuity up front with the five guys. And then all of a sudden, last couple of weeks, put one guy in, one guy out, moving around. Has that affected what you guys are trying to do, or do you think the guys have adjusted at this point to be able to be effective?
I think they've adjusted well. I mean, there are always instances where you may have to adjust and take a look at from a protection standpoint, particularly if there's a certain rusher who's presenting some problems in terms of directing protections and so forth. But in terms of any major adjustments or shifts, it hasn't really caused those types of problems. As you mentioned, it would be great to have the same five and get that continuity, communication, awareness that comes into play when you have that type of continuity. But the situation is what it is. It's a hand we're dealt, and we'll make the most of it.
Mike, in your mind, what has kept the offense from scoring at the level it did a year ago?
That's a great question. I mean, we've had opportunities throughout the season, and whether it's been some of the turnovers that we've had, or early on we had some penalties that put us out of field position. And I think, fortunately, the past few weeks, we've been able to be successful, as I shout louder over the airplane, to be able to put the ball in the end zone. It's hard to pinpoint one particular area. I think that as we've been able to get some more of the continuity, guys getting more comfortable with their roles, trying to find the matchups that we need. You know, obviously we want to get the ball to our playmakers, but then whenever we can get the run game going, you know, that should certainly help. We've had a little more success the past couple of weeks, but it's really hard to put my finger on specifically one thing other than just some instances where, like I said, we had a negative play or there's a turnover or just aren't quite on the same page. So hopefully we can continue with some of the momentum we've had, particularly when we get down in that 30-yard line, 20-yard line, try to get those touchdowns instead of field goals.
In your experience, can an offense find it in the final six games of a season?
Well, certainly hope so. I mean, I think that the most important football, the best football that any team needs to be playing is in late November. It's in December, so that they get a chance to play into January. So feel really good about the week that we had in terms of preparation and the execution and the plan and so forth. So hopefully we'll be headed in the right direction after Sunday.
Where do you view, in your mind, the progression of the offense? Like, where are you now? How much have you improved, and how close are you to kind of where you expect to be?
We still have yet to play that complete game or anything close to a complete game. We only had, week 9 was our first game of the year. We didn't have a turnover. I mean, it's hard to have the consistency to do the things you want to do on offense when we're turning the ball over, which we have, you know, fortunately, those first nine games of the year. And then it's also a matter of getting a consistency where we have the balance that we want. We're able to go ahead and run the football, take some pressure off the line, and then have passes occur on our terms, some of the play actions, which gives us some more of the explosive plays. And as we go back and we look at every game, it just seems there's always a play here and a play there where we're not quite as sharp from the details that we need to have execution-wise, whether it's run or pass. So I think there is great potential. I think we're far from playing our best football yet. And so hopefully, based upon the week that we had, we're able to put it all together and get things going in the right direction this Sunday.
How do you think Will Tye's adjusted to kind of being the main guy at tight end?
I'm sorry, say again?
Will Tye, how's he handled being the main guy at tight end?
Will's done a great job. I mean, he's a smart, smart football player. He's competitive. And one of the things he's done a great job for us is the production after the catch. I mean, it's not always flashy, but it seems like he'll catch that 4 or 5 yard short route, and the next thing you know, it's a gain of 12 or 13, and he does a good job separating. So I think continues to work hard on the blocking aspect of things, and he's shown some improvement there, but I think he's responded well.
Are you okay with seven touches in the game for Odell, like it was last game? Is your goal to try and you know, ultimately get more than that?
Well, when it comes to Odell, obviously we all know he is a dynamic playmaker, and our chances to take a genius to figure out that, you know, the more we get him the ball, the higher our chances are of winning. Now, he is eighth in the NFL right now. I mean, he's got 98 targets, so we're trying, and that's always a big part of our plan. But I think the thing that is important to realize when it comes to that is really two things. Number one is, based upon where he's aligned formationally, oftentimes that can create some other opportunities in terms of the run game, predicating coverages, shifting the front, getting some things that have created some openings that have helped us the past 2 weeks. And then secondly, opportunities for other guys. And there's no more revealing clip or picture to have all you guys take a look at that touchdown of Sterling Shepard. And we put Odell in a specific spot. And if you go back and look at that clip, the safety who was aligned to his side, it was a too high configuration, his eyes are right on Odell. Now, had he not done that, then it's one-on-one, and he's got a touchdown in the corner of the end zone, and we can all see, enjoy the celebration. But because of his commitment to him and the corner's commitment to him, that opens up the middle of the field, and that created a touchdown for Sterling. So there's, you know, certain byproducts, if you will, based upon his alignment. And while he may be not getting the ball, it certainly creates other opportunities. But we definitely would love to get the ball in his hands as much as possible, and want to be good coaches, and know that makes us good coaches to get him the ball and helps us win.
Mike, I remember asking you week one, week two, week three, if you were seeing defenses change their coverage to Odell, mm-hmm. so that you can take advantage of it. You just mentioned that play. Yeah. Is that something you knew going in that they would do, or you anticipated it after the fact?
Well, you never know, but we had a pretty good hunch, and our specific thought process in aligning him right there on that play was, A, they single him up, he's matched up, he's got leverage, he's got a lot of room, we're going to throw him a touchdown pass. Or B, they commit those two guys, that could then open up the middle of the field, and based upon some adjustments that Eli can make, which he did, give us a chance to go ahead and score the touchdown. So to answer your question, it is something, especially once you get into week 9, week 10, week 11, you get a sense of how teams are going to play premier receivers. You know, we'll take a look. We look at Pittsburgh tape. You look at Atlanta tape, some of those teams that have, you know, Dallas tape. You know, how are they playing the Julio Joneses, the ABs, the Dez Bryants, and see if it fits. If they have that in their arsenal, you know, we can try to project as best we can how they would play us, because that's obviously how they're going to want to try to take away Odell.
Clearly Cleveland has faced AB.
They have. They have, and so, you know, we've got to just take a look at opportunities where we can get him singled up, which would be great, and if he's doubled, then try to look at other things that could come into play as far as that goes. So, no question.